I'm John Peters, one of the founders of Callaway's Nursery. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now here's Neil.
Thank you, my friend John. Good morning, everybody. We are live on this Sunday. Well, it is Sunday morning. It's supposed to be sun out there, and that will happen eventually. In fact, Callaway's will rejoice because it's going to be brighter and a lot nicer as the day progresses. Wow, that was an early start to a day, wasn't it? It rumbled on in, rumbled and tumbled. We have nothing to complain about compared to Oklahoma and Nebraska and Navarro County and Hill County from a couple of days ago. My goodness gracious, what weather we have in the central part of the United States. Good morning. We are here to talk about your landscape and your garden. I hope you'll pick up the phone and give us a call. Mike Bass and I got up early for you this morning. Stephen Hayden did as well. We'll talk to him in just a moment. Phone number for me is 800-288-WBAP. It's Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. 800-288-WBAP. That is 800-288-9227. When we talk about urban horticulture, that would include your lawn, it would include your landscape, it would include your fruit crops and your flower gardens and your vegetable garden, houseplants. Those are the things that I address. I'll do the best I can to answer your questions. I've been doing this since 1978 commercially in 1970 with the Extension Service, so seven years, I started in 1978 commercial radio. 1970 with the Extension Service, so all of that time helping the gardeners of North Central Texas. Love to help you right now. One more time, that phone number, please. Let's fill up those lines, 800-288-9227. We begin the program every Sunday morning with Stephen Hayden, a visit to the Fort Worth Botanic Gardens. They are beautiful, and they've been doing a lot of work at the historic Fort Worth Botanic Gardens the last several years to make them even more beautiful for you. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning to you, Neil.
It's always good to talk to you. And what's going on at the Fort Worth Botanic Gardens these last several days? Probably going to be doing a little pickup cleanup after the weather tonight, last night. What else is going on?
Well, as you mentioned, we are a historic garden. And the area that's getting a spruce up this week, the lower rose ramp, is one of the oldest parts of it. So the lowest road ramp is getting a spruce up with some new boxwoods, and we're using a variety called Baby Gem, which stays small and is ideal for formal edging. This work will ensure the rose garden stays picture perfect for the many couples that choose this area for their weddings.
So it's a beautiful part of the garden. And so that's a good thing to see, folks, and enjoy a piece of history. From clear back during the Depression, you get to see a botanic garden that is the oldest garden in the state of Texas, oldest botanic garden. What is your featured plant this week? I see on your notes what it is. And once again, you've chosen one of my favorites. I appreciate you doing that for me. That's great. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's I often say on these things that this is my personal favorite. And I've come to realize I only feature my personal favorites. Yeah, let's get pushed to one side. But let me tell you about this one. It's the oak leaf hydrangea quirkifolia. This is another Four Seasons performer, which is always a good thing. Oakleaf hydrangea is a large deciduous shrub that can be grown 6 to 12 feet tall and wide, depending on variety. So they're quite large. I have a large oak-like leaf, and hence its name, quirkifolia. Quercus is the Latin name for oak. This shrub requires light shade or morning sun. It needs evenly moist, well-drained, organically rich soil. The oak leaf hydrangea has interesting copper-colored exfoliating bark, which has shown off to good effect in the winter. This plant is flowering now with large, showy flowers, and these can be up to 18 inches long on the larger varieties. It has beautiful burgundy fall color. If you want to prune your oak leaf hydrangea to shape it a little bit, cut out a few of the longest stems and new ones will grow and develop. Spring flowering shrubs bloom on last year's growth, so be sure to prune them immediately after flowering. If you leave it too late, you'll be pruning off next year's flowering wood. There are many varieties of oak leaf hydrangea, but a couple of good ones are Snowflake, which grows to 8 feet tall with large flowers, And my personal favorite is Alice. It's one of the larger ones. It can grow 12 feet tall and 8 to 12 feet wide, and has enormous dramatic leaves and flowers that are up to 18 inches long. So it's a good showian.
There really are a lot of different varieties of oak leaf hydrangeas, and you'll find them in nurseries more and more often than you used to. I'm getting some kind of odd feedback in my headphones, so I'll turn it down a little bit. This is a plant that has really come of age. The one thing, Stephen, I notice that people are doing in their landscapes, and especially in commercial landscapes, is they're using it in too much sun. They're putting it up against a hot, light-colored wall on the west side of a building, and it needs more shade than that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I agree. I think its natural habitat is on the edge of a woodland, so it needs light shade.
Yes, absolutely, and moisture and a rich soil. Any good shrub is going to do better in rich soil, good, highly organic soil. This is a lovely shrub, folks. Give it a try. I think we have 20 or 25 of them, and I've been thrilled. And I'll be pruning right after mine bloom. I don't like the old chaffy seed heads after they finish blooming. I like to get those cleaned up. It just doesn't look tidy in my garden. I guess I'm obsessive that way. But
no,
but
I'm in the cleanup camp as well. Some people like to leave them for their crispy brown fall look, but I'm with you. I tidy them up.
Not in June. I don't want to see that. There's enough of that anyway in June. So, what event do you have coming up this week?
Well, next weekend, May 4th and 5th, is Dog Days in the Garden. You can enjoy two full days of hanging out with your furry friend in that beautiful setting. Dog Days will be held during regular garden hours, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., with regular admission for humans and an additional $5 per dog. Fort Worth Botanic Garden and dog members will receive free admission. Hydration stations for dogs will be provided throughout the garden, and it's bound to be a fun day for your furry pooch.
Yeah, it surely will. All right. How does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Just a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth, folks. It's very easy to find there on University Drive. The 24-hour information line for folks who are still punching in numbers on a phone to listen to a recorded message. How do they do that?
817-463-4160.
All right. And the easiest way, the modern way, to get all the information and to join the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, everything that you need to know is on the website, which is?
It's all at fwbg.org.
The Fort Worth Botanic Garden, fwbg.org. And this is Stephen Hayden, horticulturist there, and he's also my friend. And I thank you, Stephen.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Talk to you next Sunday. That is sponsored today by the wonderful people at Advanced Foundation Repair. Well, with all of this moisture, you know, we live in the Blackland Prairie. That's a heavy, heavy clay gumbo soil. When it gets wet, it swells up. It just puffs up like a balloon puffing up. And when it gets dry, it shrinks and big cracks develop. And when those big cracks develop, they can take the foundation with it, with the soil. And that's when the problems develop with your foundation. Advanced Foundation Repair can determine if you have foundation problems. If you have windows and doors that don't operate the way they're supposed to, if you have cracks in the side walls of your house or in the plaster, the sheetrock of your home, or tape and bedwork of your home, those are all examples of foundation problems that may be happening. They may not be foundation problems, but they certainly should trigger a phone call to Advanced Foundation Repair so that you can have them come do that free home inspection to determine if there are problems. No obligation, no cost. They'll be happy to do that for you. If they do determine that there is a problem, they'll show you what it is and where it is. They will tell you what it would cost to do the foundation repairs, and they'll discuss their outstanding warranty with you. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. Here's the number to call. I'd suggest calling tomorrow. Don't wait until summer, because a company as good as Advanced Foundation Repair falls behind. There's a lot of demand for their work. Call them right away. 214 833-0003. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
I'm Rob with Callaway's Nursery on Preston Road in Plano. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, and now back to Neil.
Thank you, Rob, very, very much, and we're ready to start the program. We have a couple calls. We have a line open. If you'd like to call, this is your chance. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Jeff is in Argyle. Jeff, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Two quick things to say. First, my wife is not in real good health and spends a lot of time in bed. My daughter went to Birds Unlimited and got her a bird feeder that mounts on the outside of her window. And she has house sparrows, house finches, and cardinals that come every day. My only problem is I have to fill it about every other day. Anyway, the reason
That's
I called...
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And the reason I called, and thank you for them being your sponsor. The reason I called is I have an Italian cypress. I have three of them. They've been in the ground about 5 years. They've gone from 7 feet to 15 to 20 feet tall. And all of a sudden this year, I've got a couple of branches that are just falling out. And I went to look at them, and they're just real rubbery. I tied up the big one and with some garden tape. But now I'm getting some of the littler ones to fall out. What do I need to do?
Don't know. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Maybe we can figure it out. First of all, this plant has grown pretty quickly then, hasn't it?
Yeah, I would say fairly so. Yes. I mean, it's beautiful.
They are very supple. That's probably very soft growth, and it's very supple. It hasn't had a chance to get very woody, and that's probably part of the reason that they are splaying out like that. A lot of the intensely vertical plants will do that. Italian cypress is not as notorious for it as, for example, Will Fleming Yaupon holly or some of the other columnar Yaupon hollies are. They just do it all over the place. Italian cypress, not so much usually, but that would be one possibility. Another would be if those are branches that are in more shade, maybe on the back side of the plant or shaded by a tree on that side or something, that could also cause them to be a little more supple.
Yeah,
but
yeah, this has been,
there are two things you can do that will... Okay, well, a couple things you can do. You've already done one of them is to tie them up, but you're going to have to tie them permanently. The other thing is neither one of these requires a great deal of brain power, which when you're awakened by the storm at the early hour, like all of us were this morning, this is fit for me for this morning, is to remove some of the weight on the branch by trimming it back a bit or thinning it out or whatever you can do to take some of that weight off that's causing it to pull down. You're going to tell me next it's 12 feet off the ground, you can't reach it, and that's going to be my next dilemma. But that's the other thing that you can do is do just a little bit of hand pruning. I'm talking about with hand shears or with a pair of small lopping shears or something of that sort.
Yeah,
there's not much else you can do.
Yeah, I was surprised. The first branch that fell over comes about a foot off the ground, and it's probably 8 foot long, and it's one of the the original ones. But okay, so I did not much I could do except
that's,
tie it
that's
up.
That's very uncommon. That's very uncommon. But all the more reason to take a little bit of the weight off it, and if there's a way to pull it back up toward the center of the plant, but you have to be very careful if you use anything more than an elastic kind of a tie. Because it will either rub through the bark of the branch and maybe the trunk, or it will girdle the branch or the trunk, and you don't want to do either one of those. So using a wire or cable won't solve it unless you pat it very carefully and keep a close eye on it.
Yeah, it's been pretty easy. I used the plastic garden tape, and it tied up easily.
That's, Best I have. There's nothing more I can help you with, because it's that's just the only answers there are. I don't think I've ever had that question before with Italian cypress. Common question on the others, but not on that one.
I guess I'm just a unique gardener. Thank you so much, Neil.
You are. You are indeed. Thanks for the call very much. Take care. All right, we'll be right back. Carol and Pecan Plantation with St. Augustine creeping into Zoysia. That I'll be happy to try my best to help you. Let me tell you right now about the sale that I have going on my book. And this will not go on forever, I promise you. And so if you would like to get a copy of the book, this is the sixth printing of the book. It's not the sixth edition. There's a big difference. Sixth edition would mean major changes in the book. If you have one of the first five printings, you probably don't need to get this sixth printing. But if you don't have the book, oh my goodness, this is a good opportunity. And it is $34.95. It's marked on the jacket, on the cover. It's a hardcover at $38.95. And at that, it is a real bargain. I invite you to compare it to any of the books in the bookstores. It's not in bookstores. I sell it personally because I self-published it to keep the price as low as I could. There was no publishing house. There were no distributors. There were no retail markups in stores. It just comes directly from my house to your mailbox with a signature on it. I sign every copy as it sells. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. That's the operative. You need to remember that name, Lone Star Gardening. It has an Adirondack chair on the cover, not the old cowboy boots from 1991 or 1982. Now, this book has 11 chapters. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a 48-page calendar of words that tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and protect all the plants in your landscape and garden. 4 pages per month telling you when to do all those things. I've never put that in a book before. And chapters 3 through 11 cover trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit and vegetables, every important topic of gardening in Texas. And I wrote it for the entire state of Texas, every county. So you don't have to worry about it. Well, does this just apply to Dallas-Fort Worth? No, it does not. I was very careful to cover the rest of the state in case you want to give it for a Mother's Day gift or a birthday gift or a Father's Day or a housewarming. You bet it'll cover. So that's what you have. 344 pages. 840 of my photographs. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. 87,000 copies sold. Not one request for a refund yet. That's your opportunity right there. Not in stores, not on Amazon. You get it from my office or my website. The office phone number weekdays is 800-752-GROW. So it's toll-free. All you have to remember is the 752 part, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. The better way, though, very simple, neilsperry.com. You can do that right now. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening at neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Baylor Scott & White Health knows you have places to be and twigs to prune. That's why the MyBSW Health app offers you virtual care when, where, and how you want it, right from your phone, so you can get back to what keeps you going. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and in Melissa, or join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
That's our church. Hope you'll join us. Again, the live stream happens at 10:05 at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, downtown McKinney. Let me tell you about Callaway's right now, the sponsor of this hour for many, many years. Thank you, Callaway's. And we all recently experienced the once-in-a-lifetime solar eclipse, and now Callaway's Nursery has a one-of-a-kind hydrangea that you will definitely want in your landscape. It's the amazing Eclipse Big Leaf Hydrangea from First Edition. It's already famous for being the first dark-leafed mophead hydrangea. Its beautiful bicolor blooms and dark purple, almost black leaves make it a great accent plant that'll be a showstopper in your garden. If you have a partially shaded patio, it thrives in containers as well. Eclipse has spectacular cranberry or amethyst colored blooms that stand out in the fantastic contrast to the dark leaves that will return year after year. Aptly named for the striking features, this hydrangea will amaze you. You can get it today for half price. A regular price for the big 3-gallon hydrangea, $59.99. But it can be yours today for $30 per plant. That's a bargain. That's a real bargain. And it feels like an eclipse outside right now in DFW. It's dark out there. Just kind of pretend that it's back on April 8th and you're getting your eclipse at half price. Keep your Eclipse Big Leaf Hydrangea in peak form. Plant it with Callaway's Premium Tree and Shrub Garden Soil. It's specially formulated for Texas gardens and it's crafted in the highest quality ingredients. This nutrient-rich soil will promote health and vitality of all your trees and shrubs. Then top it all off with one of Callaway's fabulous mulches for a clean and finished look. The mulch will also provide a protective covering for your hydrangeas and help hold in the moisture that they crave so much. If this is your first experience with hydrangeas, remember you can shop with confidence because of their 100% satisfaction guarantee on everything they sell. That's Callaway's, serving DFW for more than 35 years, open 7 days a week from 9 until 6. I'd get in there early and get your Eclipse hydrangea at $30 a plant. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully. It's Callaway's.com.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Cher with Callaway's in Louisville, and now back to Neil.
All right. Thank you very, very much. And you know what? I am now right up against the newscast in about a minute, and I don't think Carol, I'm begging of you, if you'll let me get through this newscast so I can work with you on the St. Augustine. It's a very involved answer that we're going to have to work out a solution to help you. Carol is in Pecan Plantation. When St. Augustine starts creeping into other grasses, it is not an easy thing. So we're going to try to work on that. We have Beverly and Brady. We're going outside the Metroplex with these questions, and she has a Blackjack Oak question. If I can help you, it's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Just a quick tip, and that is that we're coming up on the best couple of weeks of the entire year, 52-week year, for planting new turf grass. So keep that in the back of your mind. The weather is warm enough for them to establish well now, and it's cool enough that you're not going to be out there watering every 5 season grasses. May is your time, your optimal time for planting them. All right, so once more, the number 800-288-9227. And we'll take a short break for the news, and then we will come back, and we'll have another half hour of the program. I'll be back.
DFW's News Talk Traffic and Weather Station. News Talk 820 WBAP, and now on FM at 93.3.
Streaming live on our free mobile app.
A Cumulus Media Station. Trending now.
Damage from severe weather. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt from the Novak Motors 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com. WBAP's first traffic and weather.
On the ones.
In Mesquite, closed due to an accident, I-30 westbound at 635. That's causing stopped traffic from Northwest Drive. And in Dallas, high water is affecting the left lane of 183 westbound at 35E. Your WBAP forecast, a flood watch remains in effect through this evening. Today, showers and thunderstorms this morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some may be severe, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing, highs in the mid-80s. Right now, 63 degrees in Dallas, 64 degrees in Fort Worth. Severe damage reported in Oklahoma and other states following tornadoes last night. Fox News meteorologist Rick Reichmuth has details.
Such a rough time. We still have another day to get through of this. What's happened since Thursday? There have been 126 tornado reports. The National Weather Service office, the local office, have been so incredibly busy. Once the day light comes up, get a little bit of heating into the atmosphere, that's when we'll see some of these storms fire. So watch for potential tornadoes. Definitely still some wind threat. Definitely the hail threat again. This is day four. We've got at least a couple of days break. But the overall pattern right now, we're heading into the peak of tornado season. I think things are going to remain very active for a while.
At least one person died in Oklahoma from severe weather. In your money news, the emergency supply sales tax holiday weekend is underway. Once things clear off a little bit this afternoon, you can buy qualifying emergency prep items under a certain price without being charged tax. Again, right now in Dallas, it's 63 degrees and raining. It is 64 degrees in Fort Worth. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt. Your next news update at 9 o'clock. Check back several times throughout your day and keep connected, DFW, to News Talk 820 WBAP, now on FM at 93.3.
Thank you, Lori, very, very much. You know, there is so much work that needs to be done to trees at this time of year. Shade trees need a lot of help, and they probably need a lot of help after the wind of the last 36 hours. Arborological Services is the company to call. I would call them. I'd leave a voicemail right now, and you may even get a human, as much limb breakage as there was out of the wind this weekend. But I would certainly leave a message with Arborological Services and get on their list, because they are the best it gets in the tree service business. Nobody does a better job. They have won the awards. They have the credentials. They have the experience. 1981 is when they began. And everybody in this, I can't say everybody, there are companies that go out there and strike out on their own and don't try to copycat Arborological Services, but there certainly are a lot who do. And if you want the original one, if you want the real one, you want the one that other companies try to pattern after, excuse the grammar, it's Arborological Services, best it gets. Steve Hauser is the owner and the founder. And he is a former Arborist of the Year. I guess you're always an Arborist of the Year if you win that once. And Russell Peters, Kevin Bassett, all three men, Arborist of the Year for the state of Texas. That's the kind of leadership you have with Arborological Services. And a 13-time Texas State tree climbing champion. Oh my goodness. How many Texas State tree climbing champions do you know? Well, the man who leads the crew at our house has won it 13 times. 866-552-7267. There is your phone number you need to call. You need to call right away. 866-552-7267. On the web, arborological.com, Arborological Services.
Baylor Scott & White Health is always right in your pocket, so you can keep the hard work going and keep your healthy plants growing. Put your health care in your hands with the MyBSW Health app. Download it now.
Let me tell you about Wild Birds Unlimited. We had a nice reference to them just a few minutes ago, a happy customer. I want to tell you about specifically the McKinney store at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway near Tom Thumb. They are a very active part of the McKinney community, and they are a very active part of the wild bird, and that's in lowercase, wild birding community. I'll say it that way so that you can understand. People who enjoy birds flock to Wild Birds Unlimited McKinney at 3001, you got that, didn't you? 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway near Tom Thumb. They have all kinds of bird seed. For example, birds are nesting right now, and they have cylinders This is compressed cylinders that are 4 inches thick and about 10 inches high. They fit on a very special feeder, very neat and unobtrusive feeder. And they are specifically for nesting birds. They have others that are for songbirds and others for woodpeckers. I love those because we get some of the most wonderful birds going to woodpeckers' feast cylinders. They also have loose seeds. They have peanuts in shell and ready to go into the peanut feeders that are squirrel-proof. I mean, these folks have researched it all, not this specific store, but nationally. And this store has been selected as Store of the Year a couple of times. This is the best of it all. Wild Birds Unlimited, the McKinney store, open Monday through Saturday, 10 until 5. Go in and see if you don't agree. The people are the best, the products are the best, the service is the best, and the hobby. Well, gardening's the best hobby. This is a close second place. Wild Birds Unlimited at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, just south of Tom Thumb in McKinney.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
You heard reference just a moment ago to Baylor Scott & White Hospital and the Baylor healthcare system, and we are firm believers in our family. In fact, my wife proudly serves and has served since ground was broken on Baylor Scott & White McKinney. She was asked, would you be willing to serve on that board? She said, in a heartbeat. And she's been there all that time. That hospital is 12 or 13 years old now. And she still proudly attends all those board meetings and is very actively involved. When it comes to your garden, you are and our family has been richly served by Baylor Scott & White since 2005 when they saved our daughter's life from a very serious illness. This is why we love Baylor Scott & White. And you will too if you're not already a customer, a patient, somebody with an association with them. You'll get it. You'll understand. When it comes to your garden, you're the one who calls the shots. You choose what you're growing. You plant the seeds, and you give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your whole garden can thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands, and Baylor Scott & White believes that your health should be too. That's why they make staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right there at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you have the care right in your pocket, so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Download the MyBSW Health app today. That's MyBSW Health. Download that app today from Baylor Scott & White Health. It's MyBSW Health from Baylor Scott & White Health.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood Calloway's help you. I'm Marshall Sapolsky from the North Arlington store, and now back to Neil.
Thank you, Marshall, very, very much. As soon as he opens his mouth, I know who's coming. I appreciate it, Marshall. He's wonderful. All right, now we go to Carol in Pecan Plantation. Carol, I'm sorry it's taken so long. You are a wonderfully patient soul. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Neil. Hey, always great talking to you. I am trying to prevent my neighbor St. Augustine from invading my zoysia. And so far I've been able to keep it at bay because I literally pull up those runners. There is a metal fence separating our properties, and I wanted to run an idea by you. What if I inserted like a composite edging 3-4 inches into the ground at that fence line? Would the runners still go under, over that edging?
They would go over. They will not go under. Bermuda would go under a shallow edging, not 4 inches, but they would,
okay.
It would go under. But in that case, there's a difference in runners. Of those above ground are called stolons, S-T-O-L-O-N-S, and those below ground are called rhizomes. St. Augustine does not have any rhizomes, and which is why it doesn't handle traffic any better, pedestrian traffic, and why you can get a pathway in it so easily. You don't have to worry about anything going under. If you had an edging strip that came up on the fence 2 inches, that would stop the St. Augustine. It would not penetrate.
Okay. All righty. Yeah, like I said, I've been pulling those runners up for 3-4 years now, and so it's a lot of work, but I'm thinking there's got to be a better way. Is there anything out there, any product that you can actually kill St. Augustine in zoysia?
There are plenty of products that will kill St. Augustine, but they are better at killing zoysia. That's the problem. And we never had anything that would do what you needed. We had something that would kill St. Augustine invading Bermuda, and that was MSMA, but it would kill the zoysia also. What kind of fence do you have? Is it wood or is it chain link?
It's a medical vertical flat fence. It's about 5 feet tall.
Okay. And it's solid?
No, there's space between the slats. Yeah, it's actually my neighbor's fence. And so the edging I would put on my side of the fence, and of course I'd have
your side, okay.
Heads, that sort of thing.
I got you. Well, you could do what you're describing. Another thing that you could do, get a drink of water, mouth is dry. That you could do would be to have a 1 or 2 gallon, just a small pump sprayer. And if you had I'm thinking about spraying a 1-inch band right along that edging, right along the fence. I like your idea best. Yeah, I think you have solved your problem the best way. But if you didn't want to have that edging going at 90 degrees to the fence, if I'm picturing things right, if that didn't look right to your eye, then you could have a very thin spot of bare ground there by using a glyphosate herbicide right on the fence, right at the fence line, mm-hmm. and just have a 2 gallon spray tank and a low pressure and spray it right down on the St. Augustine as it tried to nose its way through the fence and come onto your property. You would be giving up 1 inch of your zoysia. And I don't think it'd be noticeable from more than 8 or 10 feet away. And if you did it straight down, had the nozzle about 4 inches above the ground, you could be extremely precise. It does not go, if you've got the glyphosate only, without any other herbicide mixed with it, it would not go into the soil and wash either direction. It would be right there, very precise.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with the product. Years ago, I used to do that to pasture fence when we lived up in Ohio, mm-hmm. and not have to do all the hand trimming around the post. So, okay, sure. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, it's something that's just not really noticeable, but just enough to kill that little bit of zoysia, a little bit of St. Augustine, I guess.
Yeah, just to give you that little line of demarcation, the problem is that there's no selective herbicide that selective. Where were you in Ohio?
We were in Hartsville, Ohio, north of Canton.
I don't know where that is. I went to Ohio State and taught in Shelby, so I know that corridor fairly well.
Yeah. Well, it's a little Amish town south of Akron, Ohio, is where we lived.
South of Athens?
Akron, Ohio. North
of Akron. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, my wife and I went to it. Everybody else just tune out for a second or listen to this, because that is a beautiful part of America. Berlin, Ohio, and Holmes County is gloriously beautiful. If you have a chance to go there, my wedding gift for my wife was from Worthers in Dover, and I still give her gifts from there. From there. So anyway, I know that area very well.
It's part beautiful. Of the country. It is. I appreciate your help with that, and I'm going to try your tip, and we'll see what happens.
All right, Carol. Thanks for calling. Thanks for your patience very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. Let me go to Beverly. I'm not going to ask her to wait also like that. We can make this happen. Beverly, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, sir. I live in Brady, and so does my mother. She's lived here, since 2018. Mm-hmm. And in front of her house, part of the reason she fell in love with the house is this huge, huge blackjack oak. We've done investigatings, taken the leaves off and looked it up. It's a blackjack oak, totally different than any oak I personally have seen, but it's just beautiful. And I have tried to dig up some of the suckers and tried to grow them, and that just doesn't work for it. So I found an acorn in her yard about a month ago, the 1st of April. We had a really mild winter. I was wondering if, you know, if I could put that this in a pot and grow it now, or if I need to do something to give it a real winter.
No, it doesn't need a real winter. It just needs to be planted. My experience with oaks, and I have a lot of experience with oaks, is the best quality acorn and your best chance of succeeding with acorns is to plant them the minute that they hit the ground. Every minute that passes after that, you have a risk of losing the vitality of that acorn.
Okay.
So I go back a few years and tell you about young Neil walking across the Texas A&M campus. I grew up about six blocks off the campus. My dad was a professor at A&M. And we lived on the east side of the campus, and my school, A&M Consolidated, was on the south side. And so I'd walk around the golf course, and there were live oaks everywhere. And I just had a soft spot in my heart for the acorns that hit pavement or whatever. So I'd pick them up. I had nothing to do with them. I just felt sorry for them. So I'd go home, and my pockets would be bulging with these acorns. Well, if I didn't empty my pockets the minute I got home by the next morning, I would have worms crawling out of those acorns, the maggot that gets in them, that just eats them alive, eats the embryo out of them. And I've since noticed that that same insect is in bur oak acorns. It's in chinkapin oak acorns. It likes oaks. That's what it eats. And so that's why I always tell people, if you want to make sure that an acorn is viable, you shake it. If it rattles, it's not going to germinate. If it has a hole in it, it's not going to germinate because the embryo has been devoured. And if it floats, it's not going to germinate because it's dried up. So those are the tests that you give an acorn before you plant it. The time to plant acorns, in my estimation, when I've had the best success, is in November or early December, right after they fall. If you have to store them until spring for some reason, then they need to go into a sealed container in the refrigerator so that those insects are not active.
Okay, well, right, I didn't find it till then.
I know.
Yeah, it doesn't rattle, and there's not a hole in it. I haven't checked to see if it'll float, but I mean, she has a yard, man, and so to find an acorn in her yard is rare, because it's always gone. You know, he goes and he mows,
well,
and they're gone.
You come the day of the yard man, right before he's there, and look in the flower bed, you look in the driveway.
But he doesn't tell her when he's coming. He just comes.
Well, if it's a healthy oak, there's plenty of opportunity.
So I will see if this one floats. If it doesn't, I'll plant it. If it doesn't come up, I'll start looking for more. This fall.
That's
thank
good.
You.
Yeah, this ought to be a good year for acorns. We certainly had an abundant crop of flowers and the catkins and such. So anyway, well, good luck with it. Appreciate your call very much. Thank you. All right. I am a person who struggles with windborne pollen, but mine is not ragweed. It's oak and pecan. They bloom about 3 weeks apart, and oh my goodness, I had headaches. The last pecans are in full bloom where we live, and we live in a pecan forest. Duh. And so it's been rough. The rain, I think, maybe will knock some of them down. Let me tell you about Whiz-Q Stone right now. This was a joy when I discovered Whiz-Q Stone. I discovered them in an unusual way. I discovered them when they set up exhibit after exhibit after exhibit for my exhibitors at the All Texas All Garden Show at the Arlington Convention Center probably 30, 32 years ago. I said, good gosh, they have beautiful stone. Who is that? And somebody said, oh, you don't know Whiz-Q Stone. They're great. And so I soon, very quickly, made sure I met Mike Wisenan and his son, Derek, who was just a whippersnapper then, about five. helping his dad, and he's still helping his dad. They are partners in the business, second and third generation. This is a 22-acre stone yard. They're open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. They're in Southeast Fort Worth. It's a destination place. I mean, it's worth going for. Make it a destination for you. This would be a great week to go out to Whiskey Stone. No landscape is finished until it has beautiful stone in it, and you can get the best in the business at Whiskey Stone. Landscape contractors go there to buy the stone for their jobs because they know their completed jobs will be the most beautiful when they get their stone from Whiskey Stone. It's if you're doing a retaining wall, if you're doing a patio or a walk, maybe you're doing a beautiful fountain, whatever it is, Whiskey Stone has it. Maybe you want river rock. There's a lot of beautiful river rock out there. The stones that are baseball, softball, all the way up to watermelon size, that have tumbled down the mountainsides. Well, that's what Whiskey Stone has. They have it all. 4501 East Loop 820 South. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com. WHIZ-Q.com. It's Whiskey Stone.
News Talk 820 WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
All right. Once again, I get to tell you about my book and the fact that I have it on sale for you right now. Oh, and I want to tell you also, before I get into the book, I want to tell you about my eGardens newsletter, because this Thursday, it comes out every Thursday, just right after 6 p.m. It's free and always will be. And I've been doing it for 20 years. You sign up for it at neilsperry.com, which is the same place you go to buy my book, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. You can see what it looks like by going to neilsperry.com right now. And you'll see the most recent issue, which was a couple of days ago. This Thursday, I'll have something very special in it for you, just because this is kind of an unusual week for me, and I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you will. But I want to tell you about the book, and I'll do it quickly now because I've used half of my ad time. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is on sale. It would be $38.95. I have it marked down to $34.95. And this is the sixth printing of the book. It will be the last printing of the book. I don't intend to go any farther, but I'd like to get one in your hands. And the way I do, it's always a signed copy. I sell them right after, I sign them right after I sell them. It is not in stores, not on Amazon. I wouldn't be able to sign them if they were there. And so it's available to you by going to my website or by calling my office Monday through Friday business hours. It has 11 chapters that cover every aspect of outdoor landscaping, lawns, fruit, flower, and vegetable gardening. There's a special chapter 2, that's 48 pages in length, 4 pages per month, that tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a calendar. What do you do in May? And there are 4 pages telling you what needs to get done during May. So you don't have to ask, Neil, when should I do this? When should I do that? It's all there. So, and then specific chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. All that for $34.95, satisfaction guaranteed. So my office number is 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. That's business hours Monday through Friday. The better way to order it, better way to sign up for eGardens, the only way to sign up for eGardens, at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com.
Thanks again to our sponsors for this hour. Baylor Scott & White Health. Take control of your health care anytime, anywhere, when you download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
The only people who will ever touch our trees, Arborological Services. Award-winning service since 1981. Arborological.com. 866-552-7267. Arborological Services.
As soils go from dry to wet to dry, our foundations are taken along for the ride. Serious damage can ensue. If you're seeing signs of what you fear might be foundation issues, let the experts at Advanced Foundation Repair do their thorough evaluation on your home's foundation. It's free, and if you don't have foundation problems, they'll tell you so. Their work is affordable, and it's guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com.
Thank you, sir. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks, but you already knew that. Ace has local experts, people who are invested in your community. They are your neighbors. They are your friends. They serve on committees with you. They are coaching in the Little League with you. They are in Girl Scouts with you. They are local people. And that's what makes it special to shop at Ace Hardware. These are people who own their stores. They're not just managers of some national chain, big box store. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer. Find a great deal on Ace All-Purpose Lawn Fertilizer for all grasses. This is 5,000 square foot coverage for $24.99. Save $2 more with your Ace Rewards card. You'll pay only $22.99, a limit of two bags. Again, that is $24.99 for Ace All-Purpose Lawn Fertilizer for all grasses, but you save two more dollars with your Ace Rewards card. You pay only $22.99, limit of two. Apply it anytime during the growing season. It feeds your lawn in one easy step for use on all grass types. It builds strong, deep roots to protect from drought and heat. Controlled release feeding for up to 8 weeks. It's formulated for quick greening. That's Ace Hardware. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
I am Wilbur with Callaway's Nursery on Lemon Avenue. We are your neighborhood garden center, funded right here in the Metroplex. Callaway's sponsored this hour, Neil Sperry, Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
You, Wilbur, and I'm up against the clock, and I want to tell you about Wyatt, the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. I don't have time. Look him up at spca.org. And please consider adopting a shelter animal. Hope you have a great week. We'll be back next week, same time. Until then, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.